Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God. This is crazy.
Yeah, what's up, baby boys? It's your boy Louis J. Gomez. Bratwurst. What's up, Zach?
How you doing, buddy? Happy Monday.
Looking sexy, baby boy.
Thank you, pal.
I like your dance.
Thank you.
It's good. I like this song. It's a good vibe.
I do too.
Yeah, we were
nice
when
you started.
The other one was a little bit too harsh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like being woken up by you.
Yeah. And it's just like, Where's my keys? It's my girlfriend's life. Poor gal. And I call her crazy. Welcome to the show. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the king of things, the point guard of podcasting. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
That's me.
It's too loud. It's too loud. Ladies, too loud, ladies, girls, as Dan Schneider would call you.
Start big, go big.
Go big or go home. If what I, because in that Dan Schneider documentary, the two writers were like, they would call us the girls. Gals, what do I walk in every day and say to you when I walk in?
What's up, sluts?
What's up, sluts? Dan Schneider, he ain't that bad, okay?
I said it before, and I'll say it months ago.
I was like, it seems like Dan Schneider, it seems like the people that work for him are fucking weak.
Buddy, I was hearing everyone talk shit about it. All the stuff. I watched the 20 minutes of it. I sat there for 10 minutes of a girl talking about how hard it is to be a female writer in comedy. I go, this is the big lead.
God.
What are we doing
bitch
here?
You worked on The Amanda Show.
That's what I said. I go, get to the rape. Did we fuck kids or did we not
it
fuck kids?
It was crazy.
Kids?
You're like, no, they said that women aren't funny. In the 90s, they're not funny today. But then it was just like, that's the fucking narrative in the 90s.
It's even crazier because they were sort of like, the narrative was how hard it is to be a woman in sketch comedy. And you're like, if you said any other comedy, you have a better point. But in sketches, no, you just need girls and guys because you need both people.
I agree. We have two incredible Canadian guests, folks. This is going to be the show's going to go down like maple syrup, baby boys. Hell yeah, doggy. I'm doing Canada references all the live long day, folks.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Don't be a loony about it.
I'm not going to be a loony. Loony J. Gomez. They do call me that sometimes. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him and love him from his podcast, The Boys Cast. Ryan Long back on the show.
Buddy's just right proper in studio here tonight, eh?
Yeah. Fucking gonna be a great one, man. Lord Thunder and Jesus, this show's off the hook.
So you've got the reservation twinge.
Yeah.
I'm more go pure Edmonton now.
Fuck yeah. They took our land.
And you know him from his Man in the Street.
I don't do nothing no more,
hate,
man.
I want to say
hate. Who's asking?
Hate show? What do we want to call it? it's the KKK Street Experience.
The KKK Street Experience. Yeah. A great fucking name, man.
Aaron motherfucking Berg back on the show.
What's up, dudes?
Been too long. Are you not doing your show anymore?
I do the show still, but I don't really fucking care. I'm just doing a lot of stand-up. I'm back to pureness.
Back
just
to the
doing
basics.
Pure stand-up.
Yeah, that's it, dude.
Fucking that's it.
One of the best stand-ups in the country,
Aaron
Berg.
Thanks, man.
Fucking looking good. Is this a real leather coat?
It's not leather. It's fur. It's
Shannon, edit that, please.
Take two.
Shannon, can you please?
Furry leather.
Oh, he's got the leather underneath.
His leather doesn't shine at all.
This is, Shannon, can you please make me look smart, please? Thank you very much.
That's this is rabbit.
Rabbit.
It's rabbit.
That's 350 rabbits.
A lot of fucking
the
rabbits.
The amount of souls.
Very inhumanely killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is soft and it is warm.
Rabbits are tiny.
The insides are made of the skin of bee rabbit.
Yeah. If you're familiar. And I got a coyote too. You got a fur now, don't you?
No.
Dude, you got to get a fur.
I rented a fur for the Whitney Cummins roast.
Oh. How much it cost to rent?
A couple hundred bucks rent for the day. And then they were going to sell it to me. They were going out of business and they were going to sell it to me for like $800.
Yeah.
Except the sleeves were a little bit too short. I didn't want to fucking. If I was going to buy a fur, I wanted it to fucking.
Next winter, we'll go. I'll take you.
We'll go fur shopping.
Yeah. I'll go fur shopping.
I want the smallest animal possible so I kill as many creatures as possible.
You ever seen those videos where there's a lot of rappers that'll have like a coat like that on stage, but their stylist gives them the clothes?
Yeah.
And then he's like in the thing and he throws it and then you see the stylist all running out being like, that was 30. What are you doing?
I want.
You saying they're bad with money?
The guy's losing money on the concert, throwing all the gear out.
I want a Dormouse jacket.
Yeah.
I want
little tiny
3,000 mice.
Field mice.
Yeah, little tiny fucking
little field mice.
Do you tear their little fucking furs off? It's that much fur per fucking
only
mouse.
Ones who crossed you too in your house. Yeah. You're stuff.
I'm collecting mice.
Your enemies.
I'm collecting them. All right, you know what? I want bumblebee fur. Just the fur of a fucking,
dude,
that would be a dope
that's
jacket.
That's fire.
Doggy, if you could actually kill, like, it would cause, probably a million bumblebees.
Yeah.
You would, it would cause some sort of, like, fucking.
And, like, all stingers on
problem. The show. Yeah, they say don't kill the bees. I want to decadently kill all of the bees for one coat.
Well, who says that? I think it's the publicist for the bees.
Dude, you get shoulder stingers like Legion of Doom?
Fucking great idea for a fucking jacket.
Dude, a real bee fur jacket.
Yeah.
Look at Shannon. She's Googling bee fur jacket. Right now she's doing it. I know she's
possible.
No, I did look up that it takes about 40 rabbits to make a full length coat.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Lou, you've got to move your coffee. You're going to spill it.
No, dude. I live on the edge.
Yeah.
Do they skin them alive? If you request.
That's extra.
They take them to Gaza and they just fucking rip them in front of kids. Kids are like, my food, finally. No, these are jackets. Fucking love it, dude. Fur's nice. Makes a statement.
It does make a statement. I have no problem with it. Do people ever give you shit? Like, have you ever been to like an award show?
On.
Yeah, and somebody throws paint at you.
Yeah, I go to a lot of award shows. Yeah.
They just sort of flick period blood on you now. That's the new.
I went. There was a girl working.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
A girl working at one of the comedy clubs goes to hug me, and she goes, "That's not real, is it?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, I wouldn't hug me because it was real."
Oh, fucking.
She met a Jew.
Yeah, most people. That's real. That nose. Get away. Mushes my face.
I thought you were in a hilarious costume.
Some people get offended by it. Not a lot. It's pretty cool. I don't wear it.
Shannon, do you because you're for the animals, right, Shannon? That's why you don't eat meat. Are you offended by Aaron Berg's rabbit fur coat? This is 40 little bunny rabbits. Can you pull up a bunny rabbit? Pull up the cutest bunny rabbit you could imagine.
Being
right
killed.
Yeah, and then let's see. What is the process? I'm assuming the process for killing rabbits, because they're, I will tell you right now, if I see a rabbit when I'm driving in Jersey now, I try to hit it, because I've never killed an animal with my car, and I want to feel that, and I don't think it's going to do anything to my psyche.
You want to see if there's something inside of you.
Yeah.
I hit a raccoon on Route 23.
You can put on a show.
Look at him.
Yeah, and that one's small.
Yeah, you'd have to do at least 80 of these guys.
So warm.
Shannon, would this bother you?
How do they kill him?
I don't love it.
She doesn't love it. Shannon, would you wear it, though?
No.
You wouldn't put this on your body right now?
No. I mean, they're already dead.
Shannon, what if we tore your clothes off of you? And what if we raped you? Hold on. What if we beat the shit out of you and raped you? And the only thing, we had detectives come in, we just had Aaron Berg's. Thank you, Natalie. Natalie just got it.
Yeah.
Wow. Folks, Natalie has arrived. Natalie has officially arrived.
That was good.
Shannon, the only thing they have to cover you in, we didn't do it. Obviously, we wouldn't do that.
Somebody else did.
They look like us. There's going to be a trial. We're going to be proven innocent.
Yeah.
They look just like us, though. These guys, spitting images. And the only thing
they're spitting on you too.
The only thing the detective has is Aaron's fur coat to put over your shoulders as you're trembling and you're crying
while you sit in the back of the fire engine
while people are walking by and you're butt naked on 6th Street.
Maybe you dress up like Santa Claus. You're throwing candy out. We put you to work.
Blood running from your bottom orifices, freezing cold.
It's the blood's frozen to your thighs. Actually, it's the most metal image on earth.
Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing hotter than a chick in a fur coat with nothing under it.
May we cover you up before the news gets here?
That's a story. The guy that wrote Basic Instinct, Joe Esterhaus, in his autobiography, when that movie came out, it was such a big hit. The producer sent a hooker to his hotel room in just a fur coat with the box office written on a note up her pussy.
Hell yeah.
And she just opened up, was naked, and took the box office numbers out of the pussy and handed it to him.
It's pretty awesome.
Those are definitely the kind of stories where at the time you're like, that's sick, and now right that guy's like, we're cool on that, right?
He wrote Showgirls after that and tanked his own career.
Yeah, these were different times. The 90s, as I'm watching this entire fucking documentary, the whole time I'm going like, yeah, it's a different time. You're looking at it through the lens 25 years later. They're saying things like, they were mean to me. You're like, people were fucking mean. What is the big thing
you
here?
Were on a set?
They couldn't stick on their point. If they're like, this guy was a creep with kids, let's stick on there.
Yeah.
And then they kind of throw but then it you in. Found like, out he ate my lunch one
you
day.
You kind of found out he kind of wasn't a creep with kids, right? So the whole
they're
thing.
They're saying you facilitated
this
other people.
This is what reminded me of the, it kind of reminded me of the Louis thing, right? Where the rumor was worse than the reality.
I think Dan Schneider would like that and Louis wouldn't like that.
We're talking about much like an underage child.
The rumor was worse than the reality. The rumor was that Dan Schneider impregnated Jamie Lynn Spears when she was 12, right? Like this sure. was like it was like so funky and crazy what they had talked about Dan Schneider doing. And when the documentary revealed was like he was kind of a dick. He had a high standard, right? He had favorites. Ooh, wow. Yeah. Welcome to the fucking industry, bitch.
I think also when they started green lighting these documentaries, it didn't take much. You're in. And then
it's also
You're in.
The losers are in. None of the kids with careers are in. It's the kids that literally have nothing going on. By the way, I'm so consistent.
Amanda Bynes is crushing it on TikTok right now.
I was
Kel didn't even break fucking take the call.
I was saying this how long ago? I mean, two fucking years ago I was saying this. I'm very consistent. I fucking called this. They have the losers that are mad that they don't have careers. All the kids that were on the stage, they had the Lifetime Achievement Award for them. And they were like, dude, what you did, you launched all our careers. And they have it like behind like ominous music. They're like, no, he did though. I think all of these kids are genuinely appreciative.
Yeah, that one episode is just the girl that's mad she got fat and replaced by Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, I mean, you have like four or five kids that are going like, yeah, we weren't their favorites. And that was sort of it. Like the one black kid, he was like, yeah, my mom was a real cunt on set. Yeah. And he got fired. It's like, yeah, I don't know, dude.
The parents, dude, when that one Bob, when the guy sent the girl a picture of him jerking off, and she's like, I was going to call the police.
That's crazy.
That's just a bad mom.
It's all on the parents. Let me tell you something. There's plenty of kids who worked through the 90s, and it was shitty as fuck, dude. Women and kids and fucking brown people. Obviously, dude. We don't have to. Obviously. Obviously, it was a different fucking time, and they were treated a different way than fucking little blue-eyed, blonde-haired white kids, right?
Stars.
Yes. If you back up a little bit, though, have you seen the compilations of, like, he was subliminally trying to get in all the sex stuff?
There was some cum shots, yeah.
Dude, come to them.
There is, like, a compilation where it's, like, 8 minutes of him, like, tricking these kids into actually jerking off of a banana.
So,
dude, when Ariana Grande's got her head hanging off the bed.
Yeah,
dude,
Oh, he has the 1 8 minutes of the girl trying to lick her foot.
What? It's all Ariana Grande. So, see, let me say this. And I don't want to just, I don't want to defend Dan Schneider the whole time because, you know, I have Legion of Skanks to do that on tonight.
Right. And that's your next hour. Defending Dan Schneider.
No, but here's the thing.
Hashtag restore the Schneiderverse.
Listen. When you have thousands of hours of content at a time when sexualization in media across the board, whether it was commercials or kids movies, or if and we do this all the time, you can put together a compilation of racism in cartoons. You can put together a compilation of sexuality or homophobia in cartoons from our generation and generations before very easily. They do it. They do it all the time. So I just feel like, yes, you can point out the times that they have girls' feet on camera, but there are thousands of hours where they don't. Right. Way more often they don't, or they're not focusing.
That's the best part. Yeah. We have video of you. How much video do you have where I'm not
raping?
Take a rapist. Suppose he rapes 20 women, and he's like 40 years old. There's a good 38 years where he's not raping any women, and none of that's on camera.
By the law of averages.
Yeah. It's statistically, from a statistic standpoint, that is 0% of my time that I was doing. Yeah. That.
More times than not, I'm not raping.
Oh, from a statistical standpoint, this guy's done nothing wrong at all. I just feel like it's very easy to put together that narrative. And, you know, I think his defense, he was like, I didn't just write everything. He was like, there was a team of writers. There was a team of people above me. There was my boss's bosses. There was standards and practices. There was the parents on set. He was like, yes, through a lens of 25 years later.
He's sort of the fall guy right now on this.
And I'm just going like, yeah, I don't know. Like, there are certain things that are weird. Like, if my kid was was sucking on her own toes, I'd be like, get her off the fucking set.
Yeah.
But that's kind of on me, dude. Where the fuck are Ariana's parents in this where she's sucking on her fucking toes and they're okay with it? I mean, I'm okay with it because it rules.
These parents are fucking bad parents. They just want their kids to be stars.
They want their kids to be stars.
Slaves.
And I mean, look, the kid who got raped, Drake Bell, I mean...
That's a smoking gun. They need to stick to their smoking guns instead of throwing all the small stuff.
Who raped Drake Bell?
What was the one? The coach. Yeah.
Raped him.
Yeah.
In the butt.
Dude, he said he wouldn't say straight up. He goes, they ask him, they're like, what did he do? He was like, I can't talk about it. He was like, all right.
Then why are you on the dock? What did we get you?
He goes, imagine the worst thing that he could do to me. He was like, that's what he did. And you're like, he butt fucked you.
Made me start a podcast with him.
Heineken bottle in the ass.
He made you hang out with Robbie Goodwin.
But I can't.
For an entire afternoon.
I can't feel the same amount of bad as I do for him as I do for the lady that had to pitch her high school story while pretending to get fucked in the ass over a desk.
Sure.
Which sounds like a bit we would do on the show.
Yeah, look, it's just like,
it is crazy, though, like, even that those docs, there was probably a while where, like, there's so many people that were part of that. They were like, nice, I got another part on the anti-Schneider doc.
If you want to put together a documentary of me abusing the staff, I mean, it's by the way, Paco's doing it for the next Gas Journal.
That's right? True. And that's where those parts, I was just like, whatever. But the only part where you're like, if they're fucking kids, they're fucking kids.
Well, those guys are obviously pieces of shit, but you're also dealing with, like, once again, I'm not defending Schneider or Nickelodeon, but you're just dealing with the reason you hear about, like, Boy Scout leaders and that happening a lot, or you hear about, like, choir boys. It's because pedophiles go into these fucking industries where little kids are at, and little kids put trust in them. So it's not. I'm sure you have after school programs like PAL. I'm sure child molestation runs rampant. You know what I'm saying? You hear about it in schools. Like, teachers fuck kids. I don't think that it's a problem that, like, with Nickelodeon. I think that predators wanted to work with kids, so they got jobs around kids.
The kid industry. I mean, if you're picking what type of content you're going to work on, and you're like, is the 12-year-old thing on the table for me?
Well, especially where you can get their fucking trust. I mean, you know, you're dealing with, like...
You have more than their trust because they want this so bad.
Yeah. Here's what happens in Hollywood. Nobody wants to work with fucking kids. It's the easiest job to get. Like, if you're an actor and they're like, hey, there's a kids movie you could be in. No one wants to do that. Everybody wants to do gritty.
Aaron, you do have mobster in a kids movie energy.
Yeah. And that's
have you ever played a mobster in a kids movie?
I played a guy that was like a biker in a kids movie called The Good Witch. And I had
Can we see the trailer? Are you in the trailer?
Is there a documentary about the Good Witch?
Like The Good Witch. I was a biker with a Doberman. You can find it on YouTube. Somehow.
Good Witch biker.
Yeah, and there was I think maybe one kid on the set. And I'm like,
sometimes you'll see Aaron Berg in the wild. You'll be watching just a movie, and then Aaron Berg's fucking big old fucking Jew eyes pop on the yeah. screen, and you're like, there's my buddy.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals. They are America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. These are prepared in just 2 minutes. You microwave them. They're restaurant quality. What is there not to love about Factor Meals?
Treat yourself to over 34 weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon, all ready in just 2 minutes. They have not just dinners, they have breakfast, lunch, snacks, and whatever dietary restrictions you have, be it a diet you're on or an allergy, they've got you covered.
Yeah, they really have everything. They have keto options, vegan options. If you're a real ass fan, they got you covered. And it really is great. If you're single, this is a way more cost efficient way to live your life. Even if you're just dating, you and your chick or whatever, this is way better than having to go grocery shopping, prepare all the meals. Time is money. Save time, save money, and eat delicious meals ready in just 2 minutes. Just go to factormeals.com/wrap50 and use the code WRAP50 to save 50% off your order today. All right, where were we?
Hell yeah. Hey, Papa, I'm doing some movies. But it was like you don't want a kid's movie. If you get a kid's movie, they're like, hey, they booked you on The Good Witch. You're like, great. And you don't want to. So most of the people that do that, they're just Hollywood scum that aren't good at their job. And then they're like, ah, man, I wish I could fuck. And they're like, hey, what are you up to? And they just start talking to girls. Yeah. Those people are just scum, but those girls are just around them. Guys used to try and fuck on set all the time. We used to be fucking dirtbags. I mean, fucked a makeup girl.
It's the 90s, dude. People were just fucking,
this was like
dude.
A week ago.
The lowest of the low.
Yeah.
Dougie, it was just a different time, and the industry just in general, maybe it's because I'm fucking abused. Like, there's a certain level of hazing that comes in, like, the comedy industry specifically. Like, you come into it, and you're like, you're just abused.
You know why? You're right, but also, like, if you saw the program, they had the same one. It was like, their big mistake is they do it to girls. If they did this to guys, there'd be no one would know about it.
Right.
It's like, even the girl one, like, all those guys, they were, like, kicking the shit out of them. None of them said anything. Justin Silver was in the program.
Yeah.
And then the girls, they're shutting it down. Like, there's 20 people trying to shut down these schools, and they're making Netflix documentaries, and it's like their only mistake was doing it to girls.
Well, that's why I'm so nice to the girls off camera. Yeah. Like, I fuck around on camera, but off camera, I'm literally like, hi, girls, how are you today? Well, I do call them sluts. That's not a joke. And I do smell Shannon's hair, but that's a gag. Yeah. Come on. It's hilarious. Yeah. Shannon, are you offended by that when I smell your hair? Because I'll stop doing it if you tell me right now you're offended by it.
No. I did find Aaron in the movie.
Depends which hair.
Oh, you found me in the movie? Yeah.
Shannon, if I sniff your butt hair.
Good search.
That's a different thing.
This is it. That's Chris Potter. Remember him? He was a Canadian star.
No. Nobody remembers him, Aaron.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Look. Just look at him. He's ruined.
What? Tell her what's wrong with him.
He don't bark. He won't growl no more. He just sits there with his nose under his paws.
You want to fuck girls?
It's a bad thing. She did this.
Who?
That witchy woman over in Grey House. She did something to my boy.
Miss Nightingale?
She did something unnatural.
Oh, come on. You can't be serious.
I'm dead serious.
You flub your line and they kept it in the movie?
No, you make it sound like you flub your line.
Yeah, he's supposed to be stressed out, Louis. Yeah. Just
What is wrong with you? You look like Eddie Bravo. He has Eddie Bravo face.
What's that mean?
Pull up Eddie Bravo.
I used to drink back then. That was what my drinking face looked
it's
like.
Very strange. Your face is different. Because
yeah,
I
it looks
look
like
older
AI.
And younger.
Yeah, it's
really
strange.
Because it's a little thinner almost now.
Oh, wow.
You're a little puffier back then, I think.
Yeah, that was the booze. That's what the booze is. Puffed me up. I got these bags now, but...
Yeah, you look like Eddie Bravo.
Oh, wow. Good-looking like dude, man.
Yeah.
The point being... When you get high... Hollywood is about you feel... You get a job, you're like, ooh, I'm better than everybody because I got this job. And you feel with certain talent goes certain privileges. So you push that line. That's why people that make it push that line. They think that rules don't apply.
Would you ever let your daughter act?
Yeah, but I would be very just present. Porn. I'd be there and I wouldn't
holding
let
the
any shit happen. I wouldn't let any shit happen.
Yeah.
At all.
I mean, that's like,
how big are these bananas going to be?
Yeah. I feel
now,
like...
do you specialize in working with animals? Dobermans, Melissa McCarthy?
It's two Melissa McCarthy movies already. Yeah.
I feel like there's such a responsibility on the parents' end that it's just sort of being lost. Where the responsibility wasn't on executives from Nickelodeon to protect children, It's really not.
It is on the parents.
It's on the parents. And you have to assume, I always assume the worst out of everybody.
Me too.
Everybody.
Me too.
And I mean, my son, he does theater and he likes to act. And, you know, if he wanted to, he auditioned for a Disney movie. Yeah. Because he wanted to see what the process was like.
But show us your feet. Dad.
Yeah, we got to meet this director at the Hilton Garden Inn.
And how'd it go?
He didn't get the part, but he did very good.
You come home, he's practicing yoga, and he goes, I'm practicing for my movie roles.
But he was really into the idea of getting it. He really wanted to.
Is he going to do more of it?
This is a while ago. He hasn't expressed super interest, so I wouldn't push him, you know, into it. But yeah. He just, my old agent hit me up randomly being like, hey, you don't have a kid who can act. I was like, what?
Yeah, do you have any hot kids?
Do you have any kids that are easy to manipulate?
Yeah. Kids eat bananas.
Kids are so easy to manipulate too. That's the other side of it. It's like if I want to eat something specific, I can manipulate my son and my niece very easily into wanting to eat. Yeah, that.
Child ass. Yeah.
You know, it's just that's the thing. So the people that are most rapeable are the people who are
most use the term malleable.
Manipulable.
Yeah. Community
improv actresses.
Well, yeah, kids, women, the same people who should get on the boats first if we're going down.
Women and
it's children because they're
first.
So easily manipulatable.
Gotta
and
get them out of here before
so
we rape
bad,
them.
Too.
Yeah, dude, yeah, we must preserve the victims.
Get them off the Titanic before we start raping.
Yeah, dude, we would have never gotten to the moon had we not gotten the women and the children off the boat first, because that was our motivation.
They're the most irresistible.
Let's do some plugs. We haven't even started the show. This is how good the show is. We're just fucking rolling, baby boys. Wow. Let's plug it up. Let's plug it in. Let Aaron begin. What are you plugging on,
my friend?
Oh, my
God. This weekend, the Port Comedy Club in Baltimore, Maryland. 4 shows. Come check it out. I will be in Phoenix, Arizona at the House of Comedy April, the second weekend in April. And I'll be at the House of Comedy in Minnesota the month after that. So come check me out. All my dates at aaronberg.com. Check me out on Fox News Saturday nights once or twice a month, 10 p.m. Saturdays.
All right. Ryan.
Gonna be in Winnipeg next weekend, Atlanta, San Diego, Houston, Austin, and then I'm going to New Zealand and Australia, RyanLongComedy.com, and The Boys Cast every Friday.
Zach Amico.
Got a bunch of dates to announce at the end of the week, but this weekend I'll be with Lewis in Philly.
Philadelphia this weekend, if you're watching live, Thursday, live, Real Ass Podcast. Gonna be a fucking blast. Then we have Friday and Saturday night stand-up comedy show. Saturday night just about sold out already, but grab those tickets for Friday and come to the podcast as well. Get tickets for both. Then I'm going to be in St. Louis, Missouri, Funny Bone, April 11th through 13th, and April 25th through 27th, American Comedy Company, San Diego, California. Denver Improv coming up as well, New Orleans, Lafayette, Louisiana, Tacoma, Spokane. And a lot of other dates as well going up on the site. Toronto, I believe, is coming up. And Wisconsin. A lot of dates. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to the New Gas Digital. We have a brand new bonus episode that we do every Friday that's just for subscribers. So if you guys like this show, you're watching it on YouTube or iTunes, you should know that you can get this show uncensored and ad-free. Plus, you get a bonus episode every week. Plus, you can unlock over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else in the world, all at gasdigital.com. Plus, access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Go to gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP14. RAP14. Get a 14-day free trial. Get instant access. And try it out. See if you love the premium service. There's apps in both the iPhone and Android versions.
Fucking and, sweet, dude.
Yeah, check out the other pods.
Forgotten plug.
Check out the other pods, The Regs, Legion of Skanks. I have all two specials on YouTube. Go ahead.
It's fire, man. Forgotten plug. I'm starting a new thing. The ISIS Faggot podcast will be
ISIS live. Faggot.
ISIS Faggot's coming back. He's going to be on Twitter.
That's great.
On Twitter.
It's a podcast.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have trouble getting sponsorship.
I don't care.
Just looking for that Elon retweet.
Oh, shit. Shannon, what happened? Why were you at the doctor's?
I've had a really...
Cottage cheese in my pussy.
I had a really, really bad back pain for the past few weeks, and it's just getting worse.
Was it from carrying this production team? That's right, Natalie. I just want to make these girls.
What you got, sciatica?
I want to make these girls mud wrestle in the booth. Hey, could we convince you guys to jello wrestle on the show? Is there anything you would do that's like sexy and fun? Could you stop being boring for once?
I don't know. Depends.
It depends. Yes, and you could piss your pants first.
Yeah. Then I'm down.
Yes. Piss and jello. Shannon, what happened? Your back's hurting?
Yeah. So I went to the emergency room because I figured then maybe for free they would give me some sort of test.
So old scam that Jew. You can just give a different social security number.
Yeah.
You know, you say you forgot your ID. They have to see you.
So they saw me, but when they found out I didn't have insurance, they didn't want to do any tests. So they didn't do anything. They just like asked me questions and then gave me medicine and kicked me out. So.
What'd you get? Advil?
Yeah, like ibuprofen and muscle relaxers.
Yeah, muscle relaxers. Yeah. Shannon's just shitting her, but that's what she needs. It depends.
How'd you like them?
Letting go of her bowels.
I don't like them.
Yeah, most people don't like muscle relaxers.
Why not?
Yeah, it's not a good high.
Yeah, it just makes you tired.
Yeah, it's a little cracky.
Yeah.
My therapist is trying to get me to take antidepressants.
Uh-oh.
Why?
I don't know.
They want you in the system, man.
She's part of the fucking...
Big pharma, man.
The fucking, you know, the fucking...
The J's.
I'm like, why do you keep on pushing antidepressants on me? And then, like, as I'm talking to her, I was like, maybe I should try, like, meditation first. Like, isn't there, like, other things we can do? You know?
Yeah. Nah, dude,
And also, like, I have anxiety.
You can have it forever. You're on them forever, man. It's not a solution.
And then I heard they fuck with your libido.
Yeah, you don't want that happening.
My girlfriend's like, take them.
You don't have to worry. You blue chewing it up all the time. Right?
No, I don't blue chew anymore.
You're off the chew.
You're off chew?
You're natty. Fucking natural.
You think you're better than me?
If I chew it up, dude, it's a problem.
You chewing?
I've never stopped.
I was chewing for a
chewed
while.
Chewed right now.
I would chew.
Chewed up.
I can't get on the podcast without chewing.
Chewed up from the chew up.
Doggy, I would blue chew behind my girl's back. I would fucking go in the bathroom.
So?
I'd bite them in half.
Yeah, like the liver king of Viagra.
Yeah, dude. And then I would fucking swallow them with some water. Yeah. And then fuck, because you don't want to chew them because it'll turn your tongue blue.
I know, right? That is a problem.
Oh. you
gotta... That is the problem.
Yeah, you look like a fucking lunatic.
She's like, did you take blue chew? Like, what? No, no. You're fucking blue everywhere.
What are you talking about? Yeah, you just turned me on this much.
I used to say that.
God, you're so hot. I'm hard for 6 hours.
God, holy shit. No, I just love blue raspberry lollipops, and you turn me on so much.
My two favorite things, your pussy and blue raspberry candy.
No, I mean, once in a while I'll blue chew it. If I'm going to drink at night. I mean, I know I want to, like, have a sexy night.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll fucking take a blue chew.
Yeah, that's what they're for.
For the most part, we have daytime sex. And okay. I just don't. And I started doing them. I did it with my last girlfriend. I was taking them all the time. And I was developed a dependency on them. And I was, like, in my head that I was like, let me just stop altogether. I don't need to take blue chew.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be dependent.
No, you want to be where you are now, where it's here and there.
Yeah.
I want to fucking just.
It's fun to fuck soft sometimes, too.
Sometimes when I'm getting a blowjob, I get soft right before I'm going to have an orgasm. And yeah, I do, dude. It gets like soft in her mouth. And she's like, what the fuck is going
That's
on?
That's how you know it's working.
And then I'm like, no, babe, don't stop.
Suck my soft. I'm going to piss.
Oh, this is the best. This is the best part. I'm going to get so soft.
I'm so soft. You make me so soft. Oh, you're so dumb. Oh,
it's like packing. Stretch it.
Yank it. Yank it. Wrap it around something. Wrap it around something.
But not during regular sex, during blowjobs only. And not every time, just once in a while. And it's right before I orgasm. So there's been times where my girl will be like, is there something wrong? I'm like, no, I'm going to come. Keep going. Don't stop.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a daytime fuck too. It's the worst. I miss nighttime fucking.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. YoKratom.com is the marquee sponsor for Skankfest. So if you guys want to see the best comedy party in the world with the best comedians in the world, make sure you guys go to YoKratom.com/Skankfest on April 20th at 12 p.m. Eastern to grab your tickets because they will sell out very fast. And while you're there, if you guys are in the market for Kratom and over 21 years old, grab a $60 kilo of lab-tested Kratom.
They have the best strains, the best customer service. Head on over today. It's the best deal in the world at Kratom. A whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60.
YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it. I'm just tired.
You're tired.
So tired.
You can do it. You don't care. You're young.
Nah, nighttime's not great unless you're drinking.
You're daytime fucking.
Basically, not first thing big in the morning. Sober fucking period.
First thing in the morning.
Bone dry, clavicle, pussy.
Dude, no, I'm with him first thing in the morning.
Really?
Because then you put in a really crappy performance and you act like you're groggy. Yeah. There's zero requirements.
You
got to
do it when it's least convenient for her.
Yes, exactly.
So then you can just pump away and come real quick. And I was like, no, babe, you didn't really want it anyway.
Yeah.
I'll try to be quick out of respect.
My favorite's in public. We fucking public in bathrooms.
You fucking public.
Yeah, because then she's like, just do it fast. And I'm like, oh, this is the best. Yeah. At the stand, I'll do it, you know?
Wow.
It's nice. The bathroom upstairs is a good bathroom. There's a mirror you can watch yourself.
Interesting.
I don't think I've banged the stand's bathroom.
Yeah. It's good. The men's room.
Banging a girl at the comedy club and you're like, oh, it's your girl? Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Shanna, what is this? Speaking of morning sex, what is this anus eating virus that's killing 30% of people that it's spreading to?
It's called AIDS.
Because I'm very nervous about this. I've talked about it a lot. I've talked about how much I love eating butt and about all of the diseases that come with butt eating.
Yeah.
I took it as that it eats your ass.
You think the disease...
And then the disease takes over.
I think the disease eats your asshole. All right,
I read it as like it's a disease that you get from eating asses, and I was
either of us could be right, Lou.
I was like, here we go.
I got strep from eating ass.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I've gotten strep.
It's strep.
It's strep, but it...
Strep from eating ass. It can just materialize in an ass.
I thought it was like Ebola, but it started at your asshole.
Ebola ass.
Yeah, a bowl of Cheerios.
So it's also, you're kind of both right, because you can get it that way, but also it does affect the soft tissue of your body, including the genitals and the anus. And it is a form of like strep.
So what is it? Hold on. Give me some more information here.
Okay. So first...
first of all, if the guy doesn't have strep, you're good.
Does it eat your anus meat, or is it killing you for eating ass, Shannon? Jesus Christ.
Both things. Like, you can get it through that. You get it through close contact with another person. And then on the other side of it, it affects the soft tissue of the body, including the genitals and the anus. But the place where it's killing 30% of people who become infected with it is Japan.
Africa.
Japan.
And Gaza.
Yeah. And they don't know why. They don't know why it's spreading so much in Japan right now.
It's just a bunch of guys with shit on their lips being like, we got no clue what's going on here.
No idea. Eat us or...
Touch your asshood. Eat the shit in my sushi.
Make it all dirty.
Sasha Baron Cohen the dirty
had
dogs.
Shit rubbed on his sushi once.
Who? Wait, what?
Sasha Baron Cohen, the guy that was Borat. Someone wiped their ass on his sushi and fed it to him.
Really?
He got sick for 2 weeks.
How do you know?
His wife, Isla Fisher, told me that they went to this restaurant and he got real sick and went to the doctor.
How did they know it was because
of his ass?
You ate poo. They're like, you've eaten poo.
There's no way.
It's possible that,
Poosable.
They came home and you're like, oh, you ate poo. And then he's like, must have been the sushi.
Is it possible somebody like a wild just didn't wipe good and then made his sushi?
I mean, she thought it was because someone hated Borat and put shit on his fish. That's what she thought.
So they fed him pushy?
Pushy.
And you heard that directly from his wife.
His wife. I'm very sick.
How do they know? When I worked at a Mexican restaurant, when I worked at Fiesta Cancun.
Restaurant you work at's a Mexican restaurant.
There was a guy who was an asshole, a white guy, and then the whole staff gathered around and they filled his pitcher of water with the toilet water. And then put ice. I swear to God. And we just fucking gave this guy toilet water.
As long as you're not doing it to the customers, that stresses me out.
No, that was a customer.
Yeah.
Oh, a guy that you hated, a customer. Yeah.
Isn't that just an authentic Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, we're like, oh senor, water straight from Mexico, actually cleaner.
¿Por qué está sick? I rubbed a chicken wing on my taint and served it to a guy at Planet Hollywood.
You know, I've never done that. I never fucked with somebody's food.
Yeah, I did.
Because I didn't realize how regular this was.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It does happen a lot. And I'm so shitty.
A lot?
A lot.
It happens a lot because I'm so shitty to customer service people that I just, you know,
you're
how they
shit once a week.
Well, do you know how they say, like, in every, like, package of, like.
Oh, you see this act?
You know how they say in every package of like, or like every can of like tomato sauce, there's like 1.5 maggots?
No.
There's like a thing. They have like a, there's like a list of like every food, the and the amount of,
and
like,
there's like an FDA
cockroaches that are like,
of like a, roaches.
You can't eat anything these days, man.
Yeah, yeah,
that's allowed.
Ass per, tomato sauce
per whatever, however many like 100 pounds.
So the same way that I accept that FDA standard, I accept that there's going to be cum and shit in like 1 out of every 30 of my meals.
And he only eats at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm extra nice to servers so that it doesn't happen, because I know.
I've gotten better in my old age. I'm just, I had a real chip on my shoulder.
You need to get an FDA shirt. That's how you get in there. Have a shirt that says
smart.
You work for this food board.
Ooh, that's really,
you know what
smart.
I'm saying? Like a jacket.
Also, you come in.
I bet you that's
a
great scam.
Restaurants.
I do eat good restaurants.
Good restaurants, it's less likely
I
to
bet
happen.
You can, that's a great scam that you as well. So somebody did that. There was one that they did it with like a KFC or something.
Yeah, wasn't there a guy who ate at Popeyes for like years?
Yeah.
He said he was the health inspector?
Yeah, or he showed up and he said he was like a district manager or something.
It's good stuff.
Some guy showed up in a suit and said he was the district manager. But yeah, you can for sure show up as like a state health inspector and then fucking scam them out of free food every time.
That's a great scam.
Every fucking time. All you got to do is get a health inspector t-shirt. Jorge. We need to. Why don't we do this? Can we order Jorge a New York City Health Inspector T-shirt? All he's got to do is go into any fast food restaurant. I guarantee this is going to work 10 out of 10 times.
It's got to look official, though. The T-shirt.
Look it up right now. New York City Health Inspector. We can make one. Damn it, we don't have a merch company anymore. Fuck.
What happened?
We stopped doing it. Oh. It's too much work. We'll get him a health inspector T-shirt, and we'll see how many free meals he can get throughout the day. You gotta go in with a clipboard and just be like, yeah. Mark it down. Be like, you can tell him, I have to try it. If they won't offer you food, because the manager is gonna try to kiss your ass. If they're a good manager, they're gonna be like, hey, do you want anything to eat? Be like, you know what? I will take something to eat.
What if they go, hey, we weren't expecting you today. Should we call them?
Yeah, be like, yeah, call them.
No. You guys are.
Call the New York City Board of Health.
Yeah.
Good luck, idiot fucking fast food manager.
Yeah.
Good luck finding the right person.
Where would you go? Which restaurants would you? I would send them to a Chick-fil-A, Shake Shack, like a decent place.
If you get any pushback, you go, what was your name again?
You know? Oh, I'm sorry.
Smack him right in the face.
Yeah, what's your name? Let me write that down. Why don't we both call the inspector?
Oh,
how about that?
You have a problem with the Mexican health inspector being here?
Oh, you're going to call Steve? Here, you take your phone
please,
out.
Yeah, please. Yes, I was with him last night.
Here's my phone. Call. We were golfing yesterday.
Please.
Oh, please. You're going to make my day.
Give me the excuse to fucking mark this place a C.
Oh, please.
Go ahead, call
I'm just
Steve.
Begging to shut down a fucking Shake Shack in Times Square, you cocksucker. Say what again?
Now a three-piece chicken combo.
Oh, thank you. Lemonade, please.
Dougie, this scam is going to fucking...
Oh, you're going to give it in a week. It's going to be every restaurant. Just 9 guys with the shirts on. 9 health inspectors in every restaurant.
Let's see. Extraordinaire in the Race live chat says, my manager called me during a delivery to spit on the pizza for him.
Wow.
That's solid. I don't know why I never did it. I just felt like...
Seems crazy.
It does seem crazy to fuck with somebody's food.
Yeah, but you get pushed there. I got pushed there. One lady didn't deserve it. She goes, you bring me cappuccino. And I'm like, what? Cappuccino. And started yelling at me. I'm like, bitch wants a fucking cappuccino. So I bring her a cappuccino. She goes, what's your problem? I go, it's a cappuccino like you asked. She goes, no, cup of tea now. And I go, oh. And I'd spit in the cap.
I've never sent anything back in my life.
Oh, that's really? Crazy.
No. Yeah. I'd rather just like
I
not
send,
eat and leave
I,
it.
I will, if even if the whole order is right, every time I'm at a restaurant, I send one item back to see how they deal with it. I want to see how they're going to deal with, you know, their backs against the wall. This is a good test to see if they're actually a good waiter or not.
You saw that picture?
If they start blaming other people, ooh.
I'm sorry. The chefs are really
Doggy, I want to hear from the person, I am so sorry, it is my fault.
Okay.
That's all I want to hear. If you fucking start blaming the chef, you start passing the blame, ooh, I'll be fucking angry. Yeah. It really grinds my gears.
Yeah.
I never have the cup guts of tea to do now. That.
Lord, when I used to sell tickets for CBs, this Asian couple comes up to me because they didn't get the show was sold out and they wanted a refund.
What to see a Ruiz Romez?
And I was like, yeah, just tell me who you bought your tickets from and we'll go get them. And they go, the guy goes, I buy my ticket from a moron. And I'm like, yeah, Ruiz Romez. Probably, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but who? I buy my ticket from a moron. And I'm like, yeah, but I need to know. And I'm like, just tell me, honestly, a moron, sell me ticket. And I go, give me a ticket. And on the back, it said Malone.
Oh, yeah. I remember Malone. Malone. I'm on. Moron.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
Moron. That's great.
Oh, fuck
I sent
me.
You a picture of you having that big cake. Remember we had that cake somewhere? Sent it to you today.
I'm so fat, I can't.
Boy.
I'm so
those
fucking
fat. Those are the days.
Dude, I this is actually, speaking of, this is one of the stories on here, which I think is kind of an interesting story. This story says, we pay our gym to let us work out naked. It's helped us get fitter. There's something to that, dude. When I work out at home, I don't work out naked, but I'll work out shirtless at home. And I just
dick out working the machine seems stressful.
What'd you say?
Dick out on the machines?
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on the machine.
And the dick size.
Yeah. Sure, my little pecker's just not going to really be worrying about it.
You've ever worked out naked?
That's if I worked out completely naked, I
Bert don't. Goes naked, just the coat.
Yeah.
Do you work out naked sometimes?
No, I've done shirtless like Venice Beach outdoors, but I in a gym it's trash. You see someone go shirtless, you're like, ugh.
Well, that's crazy.
Get this
in a gym is truly crazy. If you
Key West, you go to that gym in Key West, people go shirtless in there.
Yeah, that's a little bit wild. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'll get caught in a hotel gym. Like I'll be by myself, and then somebody will come in, and they see me pull my shirt on real quick. Like,
how about that running?
Yeah, it's not good. But
are you throwing the weights around if you're in a hotel room, Jim?
I don't throw them. I don't go crazy.
You don't do the whole thing?
Gym. My home gym is coming together now.
That's nice.
I just bought another set of adjustable dumbbells.
The Bowflex ones?
I have the Bowflex ones. They only go up to 52.25 pounds. Yeah. Not good enough.
Not good enough.
It's got these Nuobel ones.
Oh, the square ones?
No, those suck. I've used those. I don't want to say they suck because they could sponsor the show one day. They're great, whatever.
They sponsor ISIS, faggot.
But the shape of those, those are whatever block.
Yeah.
No, these I use on Bert Kreischer's tour, and they're shaped like regular dumbbells. And you twist, and you lock them like that. It's actually, pull them up, Shannon. Pull up Nuobel, Nuobell.
That's fast.
Ooh.
See if there's a video.
They look nice.
Seems like a pain in the ass to bring in your bag in the airport.
No, you can't do that. He's 160 pounds.
Well, how do you have him on tour?
No, I know Bert's
got a bus.
Has a bus that he like.
He's got
them. Yeah. He had them on tour. I bought these for my home gym, but they go up to 80 pounds.
Yeah.
Shannon, see if you could pull up the video on how they adjust.
$750?
Yeah. And then I spent the $60 for the 2-year plan.
That's nice.
I know there's a video on Amazon because I watched it. Look at this. This is fucking...
Hi, I'm Ryan's gay brother.
I'm Jim Nuo.
We'd like to thank you for purchasing this Nuobel product. In this video, I'm going to show you how to use it. There are male
beat a hooker
and female connector. Oh, nice. Always make sure they're aligned when you place the Nuobel back in the rack.
Bang. Select your
to
weight,
select
bitch.
The weight you desire... Turn the handle.
Look at this fucking Nazi.
To the numbers on each side.
That will stop the gas going into the showers. The Yehudit will slowly pass away.
The dumbbell can only be adjusted when in the base unit.
Yeah.
Never attempt to adjust the dumbbell when the numbers have not been aligned.
Okay.
It's all
the
right.
Same as the other thing.
No, but the shape is better than.
Now you're ready to use your new belt.
Yeah, watch me. It looks like a. It looks like
straight from the rack.
It looks.
Ah!
You replace it. Make sure you put it straight down. Where the new belt will not lock in place.
Dougie, it feels like the, so the distribution of weight. Like when you use the Bowflex ones, it feels like clunky and weird. When you bring them together for like an over like a chest press, they only come this far because they're too wide the base.
Yeah.
These are fucking better, dude. This is really good. I'm pumped.
Don't hesitate to contact your reseller if you have any further questions. All the best from us here at Team Nuo.
Thank you for not being Jewish.
Thanks for buying these.
Thank you for being a white man.
Aryan race.
Now, when we said we were making weights for
if you're working out naked, yeah, you got more, because nothing's hidden. Your love handles are showing there. You fucking, you know, you got to go harder.
That's it. Okay, let's take a moment and thank Capsulite.com for supporting today's show. We love Capsulite because they allow us to party that much harder. Capsulite prevents that hangover feeling, and it's really, really easy to use. You take it before drinking and while you drink. If you're going to be partying one night, the next morning you're going to feel like $1 million.
It's a doctor-formulated product. It supports your liver, and it eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol that is the cause of the symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration. And it comes in a portable packet, so you can take it right to the bar or the club with you.
Yeah, all you got to do right now is go to Capsulite.com and use the promo code GAST when you check out, and you're going to save 30% off your order today. Capsulite.com is going to be an official partner of Skankfest, so you got to have it on hand for Skankfest if you're coming. Once again, that's Capsulite, Capsulite.com. Use that promo code GAST for 30% off. All right, where were we?
Hey, didn't you have some Jew drama in Phoenix?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
What happened?
They protested the show.
Drama Llama.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Drama Llama's here.
Drummler.
Drama Llama's good.
Drama Llama ding dong. The Drama Llama ding dong.
Here's what happened. Young comics, wherever you go, are the problem.
That's what happened in Seattle.
You encountered it. I encountered it. Magoobies canceled their show because young comics in Baltimore. We're doing a show called Stand Up for Israel. We're just trying to make people laugh and kill brown babies. That's
just
all
trying to raise money for
killing trying to raise money for the most powerful, richest nation in the entire world.
They need
the
more
US.
Help, right? Sometimes they're running short on bonds.
They need Judy Gold and Rich Voss's contribution.
Send them another $60.
Her name has Jew Gold in it.
So I guess the young comics there.
Oh, that was good.
They start snitching us out.
Jew Gold and Rich.
Jew Gold Rich. And then it was young comics. They started it, and then fucking they let the protesters know, and then
they protest.
Tammy
they showed
called.
Up.
She's like, "We got to cancel." I go, "You can't cancel the show. It's a bad fucking look." I go, "You can't do this. People are doing this." I go, "Here, change the name to Badass Jews." And they did, and then the FIDF's not advertised on there anymore, and then people still, you could change the poster, we still know you're genocidal maniacs, and they showed
up. We're just
up.
Trying to raise money to get Netanyahu a new suit.
Yeah, what's the fucking problem? So they showed up, like 40 of them showed up, and they fucking, they're not allowed in front of the club in Phoenix, because that's private property, but right. Then they're so rebellious, they walk
How
down.
Many were there?
Like 50.
50 is so what, a lot.
So what, did you have any video of them?
Yeah, it's on my Instagram.
Please pull up the video of Aaron, on Aaron's Instagram. Poor Aaron. Cancel culture coming after Aaron.
And then in Toronto, it happened. They tried to shut the show down. They were barricading, not letting people in.
They didn't look very intimidating in Toronto. It was like a lady with a mask and stuff.
Yeah, they all wear masks, like a lot of, and I'm like, COVID's over. I started yelling that. And then... But I didn't know what to expect
in
Toronto. And then people are like, this is an open carry state. Someone's going to find you tonight, and you're gonna get what you deserve. And you're like, okay, so those are kind of death threats, you know? Yeah. Not really.
Phoenix is pretty Jew-heavy as a place, though.
Everywhere is pretty Jew-heavy. And then we had to get extra security to warn
This is all for you?
For Israel, yeah. They don't like Israel.
But this wasn't like a random protest.
Isn't that guy that used to play guitar comedy at the Village Underground?
But some of the people that started it were open micers. And I saw one of them at the club, and I called him out, and I go, what are you doing, man?
That is crazy when you're holding the sign, like protesting the show, and you're like, maybe I not got into the comedy for the wrong reasons.
And some of those are open micers, too.
Let these guys do their sillies for Zion.
Well, you guys be like, just do your show across the street.
That's what I said. I was like, no one's going to try and shut down your Kill Whitey show or your make money for fucking Hamas show.
They do like a bump in mics, and when they bump them, they explode.
And I started yelling at them at the end because they got me real worked up. So I was like, free the hostages! Stop raping women! And
oh,
like,
so you got into it.
Yeah. The first one I didn't. Toronto, okay. I didn't. I just watched them smoking a cigar. But you start to get amped up. And then the people that come to the show are amped up because they walk through the protest. It's really good for shows. Protesting is really good for shows.
Yeah. Yes.
You ever had it?
No.
Okay. Dave Smith got protested before.
He had a shirt on that said Flatten Gaza that didn't help.
Remax Gaza Division.
Yeah,
dude, buy property. There.
What? So you
move that exploding bus.
So you guys were gonna raise money for? Is that the idea? You were raising money for
the FIDF Friends of the Israeli Defense Forces. But they call it the IOF, the Israeli Occupation Forces.
Do you... potato palaka.
Yeah. Nice.
Come on, guys. That's pretty good.
You know what a laka is? It's a potato pancake. Juicy.
Juicy in it.
Yeah.
Juicy in it.
It's pretty fucking good.
You were, so you guys were raising money for this organization.
And for Rich Voss's golf.
They're raising money to get vials of Palestinian blood and drink.
Very small percentage.
Were you giving them just a small percentage?
Oh, yeah. We got to make our rate.
It's the kooky Israeli kid effort.
Kaiki.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So you were using this cause to sell tickets, not even giving all the money to the cause.
Not all, no.
And now you're using the protesters to sell future tickets. You should be protesting. This is the problem with Jews.
Thank you.
This is it.
We are so smart when it comes to promotion. Is that what you're saying? These people are fucking nerds. Like, you read them online and they're so, and then you see them in real life and you're like, oh, you rarely come out of your house. Like,
I was expecting like a more of like a badass Middle Eastern guy, not like a college kid white chick.
Yeah, yeah. I want to fucking see a straight up beheading. I want to watch fucking,
that's what you think is going to show up.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Like, nine fucking guys in fucking black turbans dragging Judy Gold out.
My knee! My fucking knee!
Fucking just hack her head off.
You dumb lesbian! Just start hacking at it. Boss is running and stuff.
Fucking gigantic Judy Gold head.
I mean, that'd get it done. Yeah, it would, I'd learn a lesson.
You'd sell more tickets. You'd sell more tickets for the next show. I'll tell you this much. No Judy, and you'd have a fucking.
Oh, they leave her head outside the club and look like the end of Planet of the Apes.
Have you ever thought about going to the guys and being like, listen, between me and you, they're not getting any of this money. Yeah.
Guys, it's all just a sham.
You think they're getting any of this money?
But that was the problem. The day of, and I reached out to the guy.
I want
to
see the meeting between Rich and fucking
they
Aaron.
Drop off the $50.
They're like, dude, we can just give 5% and say that it's a show for them.
It was more than that. We sent a check for $3,000 the other day.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's, you know, that should buy a few guns.
Yeah.
It's important. Yeah. We just try to get the message out there. Of course. We just want to burn that place to the ground.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, no, that's like a whole round of cleaning of the cages they keep the Palestinians.
Yeah.
They're going to like change the newspapers out.
Were a lot of people showing up for these shows?
Yeah, good numbers.
Lots of Jews or Nazis?
Almost all Jews.
Is it weird? When Jews and Nazis come together, it's a crazy time.
In Boca, we had 11 guns turned away. So people came in with guns and we had arms
to kill you.
No, it's Jews bringing their own guns. Every Jew is buying guns now.
Really?
It never happened before.
Yeah.
My brother, my dad, I mean, like, we're talking assault rifles.
Wow.
People don't like Jews.
They shoot quarters.
Faga just did one of those weird libertarian things in the woods, and he sent me a picture, full Orthodox Jew curly cues with an automatic rifle on his back.
Peaky Blinders.
Jews are going gun crazy.
Really?
Jews are buying guns. I'm telling you, I never thought my brother would. And you're watching a big swing. Jews are like getting real conservative now.
When you check your gun in the airport, in your bag.
Yeah.
Does that bag go through a 3D scanner?
I would imagine, but you can only take the gun with you if you
Somebody offered to sell me an illegal gun this past, where was I? Oh, maybe I was driving.
Dan Schneider's ranch.
Maybe.
Smell a Nerf
this.
Gun.
Lewis, smell this. It's been inside someone. Someone tried to sell you. You don't need it. You could buy a legal gun. Why do you want to buy an illegal gun?
Because it feels more badass.
Really?
I asked how many heads were on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. I would say don't fly with it, but I flew to Phoenix the other day. The guy I'm sitting next to, I don't want to dox him. He's a photographer. You would know who he is, and I can tell you off air.
Photographer.
A very well-known photographer. I'm sitting in first, and he
is goes, it the guy who...
Garth doesn't want to dox him, though.
I don't want to dox him. I'll tell you after, because the story is going to a place that he probably doesn't want to know. He writes that he's drinking, and we start talking. And he knows some people I know. And then he writes a note about 4 hours into the flight on his phone. And
to
he
you.
Passes it to me on notes. And he's it like, says, hey,
I'm going
to
kill you, Jew.
I know you're sober. It's always been on my bucket list to do a
hijacking.
Here is a box cutter. You get first class, I'll get coach. Allahu Akbar. because it's always been on my bucket list to do a line of cocaine while in first class. No. Are you cool if I do that?
Yes. And you're of course.
And
you're
he goes, yes. I'm writing this because my ears popped and I don't want to say it loudly. I go, yeah. So he takes his phone out, puts a line.
Hell yeah.
And I go, badass. Dude,
that was me back in the day. Damn, I was so cool.
He had a cowboy hat.
But it wasn't first class. It was the very back row.
My coke on a plane?
My seat couldn't go back at all. And yeah, I've done coke on a plane for sure.
How'd you take it on?
Hoofed it?
No, I just put it like in my underwear or whatever.
He put it in his cowboy hat, hat off, just walks through with his hat.
No, I've had it in my jacket. That's right.
Really?
Yeah, my wallet. I put it in my wallet. That's right. Because it was only a couple times because I was nervous to do it. And it was a very little bit of coke and it was coming back from gigs.
Okay.
It wasn't going to gigs. It was like I had a little bit left over. I was like, I can't waste this two lines of coke. And I was like, honestly, I've been doing it at 6 a.m. I've been doing coke all night. I'm going to want to get through this flight. So the couple times that I've done it, I put it in my wallet or I put it like maybe in my carry-on bag. That was after I started getting a sense that these are just idiots. That the same people that Jorge's going to rip off for free Chick-fil-A is the same person who took the job instead of a Chick-fil-A for the TSA. So they don't really give.
They're looking to book you for a glass of apple juice in the bag.
Yes, exactly.
And the dogs aren't there for cocaine. The dogs are there for bombs, right?
Yeah,
that's what we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that true?
I think so. Yeah.
That's what we think. The bomb sniffing dogs, not cocaine.
Yeah, they're not looking for
dogs.
Small amounts of trace amounts of drugs or cocaine. It would be the amount of time that they would just be stopping bags going through the airport for like every time a little powder is in the bottom of a baggie that you forgot. Like
my buddy said, he got stopped. He's a comic, and he goes, "There's traces of cocaine on your toothbrush," and they brought him into the room, and then he goes, well, yeah, I do cocaine, so that makes sense.
But how would there be how would they know there's traces of cocaine?
He said that to them.
I don't believe the story. I don't want to call your buddy a liar, but how would they know there's traces of cocaine in his toothbrush?
Yeah, why is Danny Polachuk flying with a toothbrush?
Yeah.
Isn't that what that swipe thing is? When they swipe on your hands, isn't this something?
Yeah,
like
I got
that?
Swabbed in Lafayette for drugs.
Well, this is when they brought you to the other room and went through all your stuff.
No,
this
they're swabbing
the
you
gate.
For bomb-making materials. They're not swabbing you for cocaine on your hands.
Who would go to the airport with a bomb and they have the bomb-making materials still on their
hands? All right, that's done. TSA pre-check, please.
Google.
Who have they ever busted?
Google, what are they checking you for? Let's see. They're randomly swabs passengers to test for explosives.
No, you're right.
It's not for drugs.
No, this is. I'm not saying the guy. I'm saying when they check through your bags and everything. You know what I mean? Like, you never had to go to the second level.
I've gone to the second level because I forgot to.
I'm just saying, in order for them to find cocaine on your toothbrush, they would have. There's no tests for it, right? They have to send it off to a lab. There's no. I mean, my assumption. I'm making a big assumption.
Well, he looked me in the eyes, told me this cigarette.
This kid's a liar.
And sparked a cigarette.
he was like, yep. He was visiting his girlfriend in Denver.
And then I told him to go fuck himself. I gave him the finger.
Yeah.
I'm just like that, though.
I don't buy that story at all. It's just because in order for them to find the drug, they would have to actually like truly test it. I don't think it's that easy. There's no like. The TSA doesn't have like, oh, let's dip it in. It's coke.
All right, scam that Jew. Go undercover as a TSA person to places that there's cocaine and just be like, hey, you've got cocaine.
Well, also, it's not illegal or it's not. It's
I mean,
not,
what you're saying is making sense.
It's not illegal to fly.
All you need is a uniform and shoe polish.
It's illegal to leave. It's illegal to travel with cocaine, but it's not illegal to have consumed cocaine and fly. There's nothing like the TSA has no qualms with you. Having done cocaine.
I know, that's what this is the kind of stuff he was saying, yeah.
This kid's a fucking asshole. He's pissing me off. Who is he? Name names. Let's dox this kid.
Vancouver comedian, actually.
No, fucking lying piece of shit. Fucking scumbag. All right. Let's talk about this.
Nice. Sex, baby.
This is a new murder dog?
Talk about all the good things.
So that's part of the Canadian news.
We did pull up a bunch of Canadian news.
Oh, we got
fine.
Canadian
we,
news.
We don't need.
Whoa! Yeah.
It's okay.
Fucking get her done.
We were sometimes. Sometimes if we're, you know, we're like maybe what if the show has a lull? We could just get into some dumb fucking.
What about
bit.
The shit where the Toronto cops are telling people to leave their key fobs at the front door? Do you hear about
what's
this?
What's this? I'm
what
listening.
This? I'm here
get ready.
Now. What is it?
Toronto police because so many cars are getting stolen in Toronto.
Big carjack.
Big carjack. They just go up to your house, steal your car. People are breaking into houses, taking key fobs, and driving off with the cars. The police said Leave your key fobs.
Scam that, Jorge. What we're going to do is we're going to have you start breaking into people's houses, taking the key fob off the key, which is typically by the door.
Yeah.
Toronto police have told citizens, leave your...
Is that kind of like they say, leave your doors open so you don't get your windows smashed kind of business?
That's exactly what they're saying. They're saying, let them steal your car keys so that they don't hurt you. Whereas in Florida, people are like, if you come into our house, we will shoot you. We are deputizing all of our citizens to shoot you.
I recommend if someone breaks into your house, you kind of come downstairs, no shirt on, give them a, what are you doing there, bud? You know,
hey, fella.
Like
you craving a bad 50?
Can I help you there, pal?
I was working out naked.
I think you're in the wrong house.
You're in the wrong bed there, pal.
Shannon, show him that video. Bats, huh? Show him the Toronto Police Commissioner video telling people to, and people are outraged.
I mean, if you need a couple bucks, I'm happy to help you out there, pal. But this is not the way to do it there, brother.
A lawless country. It's communism. Is it communism?
Is this the kind of stuff that you're saying at the rallies?
Yeah.
Prevents the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting,
this guy's working for the thieves.
And they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
Isn't that crazy to you?
If a guy looks like my brother comes in there, you're going to want to just let him grab her.
Someone looks like it. Just let him take
your
Toyota.
I mean, look, technically it's not far off from... If somebody asks you for your wallet, not fighting them off, just giving them your wallet.
Right.
Now,
this is getting closer to like, hey, just have all your stuff in a box at one time. So
I agree that that's crazy. That's not how I would handle things. It's kind of a pussy way to look at life.
You don't want
to
put your gold.
But I mean, realistically speaking, if it's just advice you're giving to your family members, loved ones, friends, whatever, like, you know. I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily horrible advice. Instead of having your family die,
you
know,
it's the government telling you crime should be legal, basically.
No, it's not saying the crime should be
legal. Yeah, it is. No, let the criminals do what they want to do. That's what it's saying.
It's essentially saying if somebody comes up to you with a gun and says, give me your wallet, it's kind of being like, I'm going to beat their fucking ass and take that gun from them. It's like, all right, well, my advice for that person would be to
give your wallet. Right.
Run.
Probably better advice would be like, you're going to want better locks on your house.
Yeah. For me personally, that's not how I would handle things. That's a problem, though. Like, I would probably try to fight off some guy who's trying to take my shit because, like, it's my shit. Nobody gave me anything. Like, so yeah, I agree. If you have the means to fucking have a gun.
Yeah.
You know, and you could defend your family, then yeah, by all means. But am I going to murder somebody for my car? If somebody steals my car, am I going to murder somebody?
If someone broke into your house.
If somebody took my car keys and stole my car and I caught up with them down the road and I had a gun in my hand. The problem with me having a gun is I might live for, I would torture them for hours. First of all, then I would kill them. Then I would chop them up. And then I would fucking bury their body parts in different areas.
And that's America.
Then I would live with
I would
that.
Definitely be doing more of them. I'd be like, come on, man. I'd be trying to reason with a guy like
another,
that.
I had another dream last night that I committed a crime. I this is my recurring dreams always. I committed a crime.
Those are called
tax
memories.
Fraud.
I don't remember what it was. I don't remember what the crime was, but it was just like they were, once again, they were fucking right.
All I remember is someone was yelling at the top of his lungs, she's only 13, and then I woke up.
But I work for Nickelodeon. Yeah, that feeling. Oh, I hate that feeling. The walls are closing in. The cops are coming. They're going to fucking find the body.
That's repressed.
Sick to wake
trauma.
Up though, and you're just like, I basically wake up and beat the case.
Yeah, like, oh my god, I'm alive.
I'm okay.
I'm alive.
I live to kill square. Another day.
You boy, what day is it?
Sucker.
Oh, I can kill.
No, Lou, that's repressed trauma.
Probably.
If you have a dream that like there's a dead body and you got to move it or something, it's a crime that you did years ago,
yeah.
And you don't want people to find it. That's a secret. You're afraid of people finding out about it.
Gay.
Yeah. I'm currently in therapy. It was a rough one this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the crime this morning?
What'd
you get up to?
I don't remember the crime now. I forgot it. But my therapy session was a rough one this morning.
I gotta go tomorrow. Why was it rough?
Oh, it's just fucking rough, dude.
You're digging.
Finally, this is my first therapist that's ever digging. Ugh. All the other therapists were just like fucking.
Are they looking for your parents?
Shannon, I actually heard you laugh in the booth, Shannon. How hard did that tickle you, you fucking bitch?
I don't know why that came through.
Yeah, I really got you.
I don't know why that came through there. I'm sorry that you heard that.
Ryan, go punch her right in the face. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're going to hit her right in the fucking mouth.
Yeah, therapy stinks, man. Sometimes I don't even want to go.
Yeah, I'm...
Every time I have therapy, I do like the on the phone.
Yeah.
Every time, the 5 minutes before, I'm like, oh, maybe she forgot.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
Oh, yeah, I hate it. Every time.
Fucking worst. It's amazing that we do work to become better people.
Yeah.
These fucking bad people, they don't.
This is my first therapist that's ever been like, all right, we have to talk about your childhood. All the other therapists, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Isn't that like it? Isn't that the one thing you talk about?
There's a lot of bad therapists out there.
Yeah.
I used to go to the guy that just did comics.
Yeah, I don't go to him. I went to him too.
Yeah.
It was bad. I walked out one time, was crying. Gary Goldman was standing there. I was like, fucking ran. Fucking terrible.
That's awful. I hated it. Yeah. I used to open for Soder. I'd go in, then Soder.
Then I got, then my son's mother was going to his wife.
Yeah.
Right? And I used to like fuck around on her. And this one girl that I didn't even hook up with this girl, but I tried to like hook up with her. It was like, you know, I was like, let's hang out or whatever.
Yeah.
She saw Alan. So she was telling Alan about how I was trying to fuck her behind my son's mother's back.
Yeah.
While my son's mother was listening in the
lobby. No way.
Waiting to go in to see Alan.
No.
I swear to God.
So she heard it.
Heard it.
That's a no!
Enthusiasm episode.
Dude, that is a curve. You can fucking sue him blind.
End his practice.
Blind.
Bobby Kelly kills himself.
Fuck me. Wild, dude, for wild, real? Yeah.
And
that's infuriating.
It's the worst.
So she comes to you and goes, I heard something. You heard you hear this? She goes, it was crazy. The fucking
I'm going through my phone. What did I do?
Yeah.
What did I...
Oh my God.
Yeah. Brutal. Brutal.
That's as bad as it gets.
Now, is that about a bad therapist, or is that just the amount of women you were trying to fuck?
It's probably the amount of women. It's probably about
sound proofing in your therapy.
Yeah, it's probably about the carpentry at the fucking studio.
What are you doing?
You know, maybe get thicker walls.
Yeah, it's not a studio.
Fucking assholes.
It's a podcast.
It was a podcast studio, dude.
All right, we're here with Girls Lewis Tried to Fuck.
It would have been a good podcast.
Yeah. A lot.
Would have been a good
podcast. Not anymore. You're a fucking one-woman dude now.
I am a one-woman dude.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best, right?
Do you feel like you can trust this therapist? You know what you should do is go the first three times and just tell them heinous shit, and then the fourth time you're like, listen, I was just testing you, now let's start.
Yeah. Be like, none of that was real.
Yeah.
Thank you for not going to the authorities.
Now let's talk.
Well, that's the other thing that kind of fucks me up about therapy. Like, let's just say I was planning on raping.
Yeah.
Right? And I really wanted to work through it through talk therapy.
Yeah.
If I go to this bitch,
I think they would work you through it.
No, dude, they would have to report that. They would rat me the fuck out. Oh, yeah, dude, they rat you out.
What if you were like, I have these feelings that I want to rape somebody? They should be like, well, what
because
if
this?
Like?
Because
and you're
of
like,
this.
Well, I would go to her work at this time, and here's where she worked. Then they would rat you out.
It just kind of
you had these general feelings.
I think it just depends how chill she is.
Yeah,
dude. We found this out recently. Like priests, you can tell anything. That's the only true therapy.
Because they rape everybody.
Well, they're like, oh, I get it. No, priests, you can tell anything. They can't go to the authorities. It's like against
choir. They do though sometimes.
Not my choir. I rape them.
No, the priests, they're supposed to go to jail. Like it's also against the law. You can't go to a priest and be like, I'm gonna fucking murder this bitch. And the priest by Catholic law has to go. Yes, my son.
No, but what happens is the police and the churches, a lot of times there's kind of like an unwritten thing where it's like, listen, I can't say, but like.
Okay, the priest.
Let's just, you know, I'm not going to say it's Tom, but, you know.
Check out Tom.
Yeah, they kind of give him one of those.
But with like therapy, like what if I was like a serial fucking killer and I just wanted to
get to
the bottom of it, you know? I'm just saying. Like, can't I just see a therapist? I got to go to jail and see a therapist?
That's
crazy.
One of the privileges you lose once you start the killing spree.
You lose the ability to heal? That doesn't seem fair.
Well, you just have to, while you're abducting people and you want to talk about it, just abduct a therapist.
Ooh, that's a brilliant idea. Dude, that's actually a great idea for just one, at least a season of a TV show.
Yeah, funny TV
that's
show.
A movie. Abduct a therapist.
A movie, yeah. Maybe a movie. I had a great...
That is. You're thinking of killing people, but you don't want to, so you kidnap a therapist.
Yeah.
And you got to rough her up and shit. You're like, I didn't want to do this. You just need to listen to
me. You're saving the lives of many other people. Yeah. Unless you don't... And she's like... And every day she's like, I don't want to do the therapy today. You go, okay, I guess I'll just be left to my own devices, I suppose.
I had a tweet that went movie. That went like semi-viral that people started stealing that I thought would be a great idea for a TV show. And it was something along the lines of...
Family in a House sitcom?
Pay me $300 and I'll convince your girlfriend that I'm your couple's therapist and convince her that she's wrong about everything.
Yeah, bro, like a therapist that's for the boys kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be a fucking great... What, Shannon?
There is a show called The Patient. Steve Carell is in it. It's on Hulu. I have the trailer where a guy who was a serial killer did abduct him because he wanted him to give him therapy.
Oh,
I have the
that.
Trailer if you want to see
well,
it.
I guess it's just all been done.
It was a great idea.
What
man.
Is it called?
The Patient.
And what is it on?
Hulu. Wow.
So, guys, we're thinking on that level.
Yeah,
so
you know. Basically.
Sometimes you write a joke, you're like, oh, dude, that was a Carlin bit. You're like, all right.
Good,
at least,
yeah.
You know, at least I'm thinking like Carlin, you
it
know?
It would be. Yeah.
It's a great fucking idea. Does it look good, Shannon?
Let's see. We could just steal this
it.
Idea, dude. They just, they take.
They steal ideas all the time.
They steal
man.
Ideas all the time, dude. We just make it better.
Can I help you with Gene? I'm not content.
Jorge.
I get
that's
angry.
The Jorge story.
That's the sort of thing you help people with, right?
Yes.
Okay, Wannabe Dexter. I hate it already.
The music is very
Wannabe Dexter.
Well,
Wannabe. Oh, Black Lady, yuck.
Good relationships. And here I am.
She's dead.
Time to get back into therapy.
Dexter Font? This is all
yeah,
Dexter.
This is Dexter.
Expert. I'm not normal.
Expert?
An
sounds
expert.
Like Dexter.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, I got it, dude.
Who has made the choice?
Dexter wore a hat in a couple of scenes.
I remember that. Things.
All right, Dexter, I'll help
they
you.
Can be helped.
But I have got bigger problems.
A lot of people think I'm like Dexter. Don't call me Dexter.
Coming this season.
Coming this fall. Not Dexter.
Not Dexter.
Not on
one.
FX.
Successful therapy.
If this is called Dexter's Laboratory, I'm going to be...
I feel like my girlfriend would like this. No
that's
offense.
A girl movie. It'll be all right, though.
No offense. That there's a reason. Women do have...
FX is
no, they love that shit.
So it's Dexter Soprano Sounds of the Lambs.
Wow.
Not bad, yeah.
Right?
What do you think? You going to watch it?
No.
It doesn't look great.
I mean,
I asked. By the
now,
way,
Dune's
that,
the only dude movie out right now, but even that's Timothy
well,
Chalamet.
That's a
not
TV
that great.
Show, I believe, right, mm-hmm. Shannon?
Yes, it one series.
So, if you want to get Zach gets excited sometimes. So, if you want to just get Zach excited, text him and be like, "Hey, dude, give me a horror movie recommendation." And you give him a couple like ChatGPT, like
phone
him,
up.
give him a few like prompts, like ChatGPT, like you know, it's like I like it to be a psychological thriller, maybe a female lead, like, and he'll just give you like a fucking computer. He'll
hell
give
yeah.
you a bunch of like great things that fit your thing. And I also got that 2 days ago with Zach with hot sauce. I was like, Zach, I was like, I'm really getting into hot sauce lately. Give me some recommendations.
Hmm.
This motherfucker gave me a fucking, I mean.
I might take you up on
I
that,
gave you
Zach.
Links.
He gave me links. He gave me different flavor profiles.
Did he give you the Aaron Berg hot sauce?
Yeah, I got a hot sauce.
You have a hot sauce. How yeah. is it? What flavor is
so
it?
So you mentioned that?
Badass Jew. It's pretty good, I think.
Badass Jew,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Badass Jew.
What
hot
is the flavor?
$8,000.
Hot. Most of the money goes to the IDF.
Aaron knows nothing about his own hot sauce.
I don't know. I don't
Him
know
Rich
if they
Voss
still
was
make
like,
it.
We can make money on hot sauce.
I don't know if they still make it. We made it a couple years ago. We used to sell a lot of it.
TJ Miller had a. He gave me hot sauce.
It was
sauce.
All the same guy, right? That's that made all the
Silk
hot sauce.
City hot sauce, yeah.
Oh, really? So that's where TJ makes his?
No, I think it's different. But now it's just like Gino Bisconti's booze sauce. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
But it's B-O-O-S.
What is that, a review?
Oh, yours is a barbecue hot sauce.
Badass Jew sauce. Oh, it's hot sauce. Yes. Yeah. What's the flavor? Do we know the flavor?
It's hot.
I would do a hot sauce and just wouldn't be very hot.
I'm not a big hot sauce guy. But, you know.
You're not selling it very well.
I don't think they make it anymore. I think we stopped making it. I didn't, you know.
Shannon, do you like a hot sauce?
Yes, I do.
Does it make your asshole burn when you shit?
No, I don't go that hot.
You know, I was going to say you don't shit. Good answer, girl.
or that.
Good answer, just hold my shit in for months. You should have a hot sauce. You could do one. You want to do one?
I don't want to do what everyone fucking does. I don't want to, like, everyone's got a vodka or a hot sauce.
Yeah, everyone.
Fucking, I should do a bourbon. If I'm going to do something, I do a bourbon because I like bourbon.
Yeah.
Like a really good, what you should do is I should just take Angel's Envy, pour it in a different bottle, say that's my bourbon.
And then put a more famous comedian.
LJG.
What about this?
It's my Bill Bourbon.
Bill Bourbon.
I have a good app for Lewis.
Bill Burr.
How soon would Bill Burr start sue me if I started selling Bill Burr?
Lewis, what the fuck?
And I just, all I do is I take a bottle of Angel's Envy, add $10 onto the price. Yeah. Very simple numbers. I pour it into a different bottle.
You just put a new label on it.
Yeah. I don't even need the bottle. You're right, dude. Bill Burr. I love it.
Bill Burr.
I have a good app for you.
Please.
So basically, it's an app you sign up for, and whatever restaurant you go to, they know the things, and you type in what you got, and it gives you what you tell them to, like, that you were complaining about, for example.
What do you mean?
So, okay, so when you go to a restaurant, you're like, I want to send back the chicken. You type in your meal, and then it has, like, a list. It would be, like, equivalent of, like, a Rolodex of complaints so you can get free stuff.
Right.
But everyone's in on there, so you know what to complain about.
It's also called
Ben's. Like, you're like, I go to this restaurant. You're like, oh, that's always too cold. Complain about it's being too cold.
Fat ass.
So you know, it's like, you know the best thing at the best thing.
So you have the insight.
You basically have the inside scoop on what to complain about at whatever thing.
Ooh, love it. And call it the inside scoop. You start off with Just Ice Cream stores.
You start off with Just Ice Cream.
Just Ice Cream, dude.
Van leaving. More like I'm leaving.
In a van.
I don't mind it. We're having fun here.
It's a scam app.
I like scams, dude.
I feel like that's up your alley. Some sort of scam app.
And I do believe this, and I mean this, we need to put Jorge to the test.
Parking lots that you can go in for free.
Can we film Jorge? Is he okay with doing this? Jorge, are you there still?
I think he just looks too young.
No, he doesn't look too young, dude. If you were to put him in a fucking shirt for a health inspector, it would start to make a whole lot of sense pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I feel like if I saw a shirt that just said health inspector, I'd be like, that's a silly face.
You need an official looking shirt. It's got
to
be official.
It has to say official health inspector.
Yeah. Like a polo with like a little design like on the breast pocket.
Certified health inspector.
Shannon, pull up the New York City health inspector shirt. Pull up, just see what it looks. Type up New York City health inspector and pull up an image and see what comes up. It's going to be a little Mexican guy.
It looks like the boob inspector shirt.
FBI. Federal booby inspector.
Let's see.
I looked it up before. It wasn't as easy to find.
Let's see. These
maybe
guys.
Just the
you might need to go more specific. Like
a
you have
shirt
like
that.
Burrito.
Yeah,
inspector.
NYC Health, dude. We can make this pretty fucking easy, dude. And we'll print out fucking things.
Well, on his health is spelled with an F.
Health.
Yeah, dude, you have some A's, you have some B's, have some C's. You'd be like, what do we want to do here?
You need a clipboard in the jacket.
I think you go the first time, you look at it, and then you come back.
And then you have a napkin that you put in here.
Yeah. I mean, dude, first of all, you sit at the first thing you do, you go in, be like, I'm pretty hungry. And you eat and be like, all right, I got to go back outside. I got to go to my van and get some
inspecting materials.
Inspecting tools. You fucking just fucking book. Because you also don't want to have to inspect the place. That's all to do. You're not going to spend your like 3 hours inspecting
things. That's what they do. It's like a half a day.
I know. It's a whole fucking thing, dude. So, as soon as you get there, like, I'm fucking hungry. And it would put me in a, I don't want to be hangry.
I've forgotten my inspector.
By the way, it's not encouraging when the health inspector shows up at a comedy club and you watch everyone just go, throw everything out. Yeah. What the fuck were you serving people?
I forgot my inspector gadgets.
Throw all the food out.
My inspector stuff is back in my inspector car.
I'm going to have
my inspector mobile.
I'll be right back to inspect your place.
Just feeling the girl's tits. And like,
good. Good. These are A's.
All right, we're done. Let's wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. You guys are the shit. Thanks for watching, and we'll be back on Wednesday with another episode of your favorite podcast. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Good night.
That's all, folks.